Everything is fine. We're central.
8:30 on the clock. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Beyer, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the current agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Seeing none, vote.
Okay. Myron.
Dorn and Juergens are all over the joint. Let's see. Where are you at there?
Sorry.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
Yeah.
7-0 to approve the agenda as presented. Next on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve minutes. Next on the agenda is comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, we'll move on. Next on the agenda is a motion to approve or disapprove the exemption application form 451 for the tax exemptions on real and personal property owned by the Housing Authority of the City of Wymore, which is a qualified organization. Need a motion to approve or disapprove. And let me just...
What they did, Matt, on that is they bought a little piece along Park Lodge there into our house down, so they're just exempting that property. I'm recommending exemption of that property.
Recommendation from the assessor to approve the exemption for the Housing Authority of the City of Wymore. I need a motion to approve or disapprove.
Move we approve it.
Moved by Hill.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 21 through 22. And looks like 21 is in addition to the tax roll of $596.52. The number 22 is in addition to the tax rolls of $688.68. Did you all see those down on that end? Maybe look at those ones. And Patty, the second one says addition from a letter from the state, 55%. Yeah. What's that mean?
Basically what the state can do, after we take homestead exemption applications, we fill out the income stuff information for them, or H&R Block does, or they fill it out themselves. That part goes to the state, and they do all the checking of the income tax. They have 3 years to check on that, so evidently they must have found more income for these individuals than what they had initially reported, so they can do a correction letter and send it out to us and tell us that, hey, after doing further research, you know, they left something off, and so they put, you know, they give a percentage. So they probably had 100% before. Now they're only going to get 55%. So we don't keep any of the income statements in our office. We just do the handling of the paperwork. So, and I think you've seen quite a few of those come through over the course. Like I said, they have 3 years to go back on. So, it's just an adjustment to the tax rolls. So,
a couple additions there, probably in the amount of almost $1,400. So, the motion to approve or disapprove again tax correction slips 21 and 22.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, Patty.
Well, we're working on protests right now. I did have some that were able to be resolved in my office. If anybody wants to look at them, they have. I made a list. Most of these have appraisals on them. They have, like, recent sales that, you know, they've used comparables. Also, we've got into some of the properties where the inside is just really bad. So I've sent Dan out to some of those. So you're welcome to look at this stack. This is the ones that we've kind of handled in the office. But they will go. I want to make sure that everybody understands they will go to the full board. So, you know, but here's the list. And I made a list on the front, too. So with addresses, if anybody wants to look at those today or they're in my office. So. And then we need to set up, Denny has talked, we need to set up a day because we need to hear some of them. Daryl's down today, and I have him looking at some commercial ones that I felt needed to be looked at. So we need to send out those. We give them, 15 minutes apiece, where they come in and talk to us. As of last night, we were setting at 42, so.
And we have set up, we're going to do July 10th, starting at 1 o'clock. The Equalization Committee knows we'll be meeting and hearing protests.
And then, of course, they always come in today and tomorrow and the end of the week. So after I talked to Matt yesterday, I think 7 came in. So
they have till Monday, right? Till the 1st.
The 30th falls on Sunday.
Yeah, and with the homestead exemptions, too, if anything falls on the weekend, they have until Monday.
Until Monday.
That's another thing with the news media and stuff. We've been contacting our elderly people because we have a list, and we've been actually going out to their homes if they can't make it in because their homestead exemptions have to be in by the 30th of June or by Monday. So Linda's been on the phone quite a bit this week.
Good. Thank you for making that effort.
The people have really been appreciative. You know, at first they think it's some kind of a call that, and then we call them back and say, "Wait, we're the county assessor's office." So, and we're trying to get all those in so that people don't have a problem with that. So, otherwise, I don't know. You know, we'll need to make another date when we hear all those. So I guess just kind of keep in touch after what I receive on tomorrow and Friday, and then we'll go from there. So that's about all I have. We always need one other board member, though. We always need two on those hearings. So
we have 3 of us scheduled.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're way ahead of
you. Way ahead of me. Okay. So that's kind of all I've got right now. So unless anybody has any questions for me.
Those have to be approved by the board by when?
By the end? By the 25th of July.
By the 25th.
So all these that I have done in my office, that the final board can look at them or we can go through them. That's when we read them all in the record and the whole board gets to vote on them. So on the 10th, when you 3 listen to those are just the recommendation that they will make to the full board.
The 24th, we do have a scheduled board meeting on the 24th.
And if, and if we don't end, that's possible, we could do that in the afternoon. Yeah. Because those are pretty much read in the record and you're pretty much done. So.
Okay.
But in case we do need another meeting, it's just going to depend what happens today and tomorrow. So.
Okay. All right. Last thing, just because everybody walked in, relative to the Board of Equalization, I'll go back and ask if there's any comments from the public relative to Board of Equalization. Last call. All right. We will adjourn the Board of Equalization at 8:38.